the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Yeah, I shouldn't have talked before the intro.
Hold on.
This is how you all want to start the show. Really? With negativity?
Zora, do you know who Lucille Ball is? And Ricky Ricardo?
Lucille Ball
and Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo sounds familiar. Break it down for me. What am I missing?
They're from an old TV show.
I love Lucy.
Lucy was always messing up. And Ricky, his famous words, Homer.
What?
You know his famous words? Pebble.
Lucy, I'm home?
No, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
You got some splaining to do.
Zora, you got some splaining to do.
Now, I want to emphasize, this is not negative splaining, Zora. I have no worries about the Milwaukee Bucks. These are information questions.
We're just figuring out what's the thing with Charlotte.
Is
it a matchup thing? What's going on?
I like
what's
that team.
Charlotte?
I like Charlotte. I don't know how they lose overall,
but something going on with Charlotte.
Go ahead, Zora.
I agree. It's a fun matchup. It's a good matchup. I want to start by saying you all are acting like the Bucks have never beat the Hornets. Remember that time, December 1st, where Giannis hit the game winner, right hand on the left side? I just want to preface it with that.
Okay, Zora. Now I got to go back and ask you, do you know who Janet Jackson is? Hey, what have you done for me lately? Don't be talking about what we did a long time ago.
Get her, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Get her.
What have you done for us lately? You got smacked by this stupid Hornets team. They're not that good.
Not smacked, okay? It was a 4-point game on Monday.
That's too much.
It was close again on Saturday. I asked the players this, though. There's a lot of varying answers, but one player put it very simply. He said, the Hornets play pickup basketball. They're like one of the highest scoring teams in the league. Like it's really hard to scout when they're just like playing and just doing whatever they want to do out there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what they're going to do. You know, it's not like you can watch film and look at a play from two games ago, because LaMelo Ball is just going to take you off the dribble and dish it if he's not open, or like he did on Monday, have this like leaning off one leg shot that put the Hornets up with, what, 15 seconds to go, and then the Bucks did not execute, you know, in that last possession that they had to tie the game.
I'm not disputing you, but they're 22-19. I think all you got to do is watch film of, let's see, their loss to Washington, Phoenix, Utah, Phoenix, Portland, Dallas, Philly twice in a row, Milwaukee, that's the one you mentioned, Chicago, yeah. Houston. How do teams beat them? What's their weakness, though the Bucks can't seem to take advantage of?
What's their kryptonite?
Gotta be something.
I also would want to know the circumstances behind all those games. Like, did the Hornets have all? I'm not excuses.
I know.
Circumstances. Did the Hornets have all their plays? I mean, the Bucks come off this emotional win in Brooklyn, and then they're on the road, 3-game road skid. They don't have their head coach. Drew Holiday's not there. And yes, you have Giannis. You have an MVP. You have an All-Star in Chris Middleton. You've got all the pieces: George Hill, Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, Dante DiVincenzo. Reinforcements didn't arrive till Monday. Pat Connaughton flew in Monday morning, and then, you know, played in the game a few hours later. I mean, there's just so much going on.
I'm
not giving you excuses. I'm just giving you the reality of the situation.
Let's get off of negativity. Zora, we're going to get off of basketball, so we don't want to be negative right now.
Okay, what are we talking about?
We're going to go to pizza, because isn't that our theme this week?
National Pizza Week. We have a great partnership with Palermo.
We want to ask you, and our question that's up right now on Discard Liquor Twitter poll is, how many days a week could you eat pizza?
Could I eat pizza?
Out of the week, 7 days a week, how many of those days could you eat pizza?
I mean, you know, dire times calls for dire measures, but willingly with other options?
Yes, willingly.
Twice?
Twice, that's it? You're in the two or three category answer.
Mm. Yeah, I'm two or three.
Nice.
I'm at four or five.
Homer's a pizza
guy. Where are you?
I can only do it once. I mean, I'm not eating pizza that
much. Okay. Yeah. So varying opinions here.
Yeah. I love pizza, but I'm not going to be eating it more than once a week.
Yeah, it's good. It's got to be good pizza. What topping?
Well, that was going to be my next question. We don't have this one up, but I want to put it up. But not favorite toppings. There's some people who put some gross stuff on pizzas.
Yeah, for sure.
What's like the worst? Like, I think pineapple is terrible for pizza, but there's a...
I don't like pineapple.
People love that Hawaiian pizza with pineapple on it. I don't either.
We and all the three of us actually agree on something.
But what's a worse one? That pineapple was just one of mine.
Anchovies.
Anchovies is
cool. Oh, I like anchovies.
You what? Like anchovies?
Oh, man. Come on, Zara.
It's not my go-to, but I like it on my Caesar salad.
Other stuff is fine.
What don't you like on the pizza, Zara?
This, if you like anchovies, she'd like anything.
I don't particularly care for the pineapple. It's not that I don't like the meat lovers, but I just don't need all that stuff on my pizza.
Oh, yeah, too much.
I like a really, really good cheese pizza, extra cheese.
What about tuna?
Ew. No. I mean, is that an option?
Yes. Everything. You can get everything on a pizza.
You can put anything on pizza, yes.
It's like a burger. You can get everything on a burger. They put a spare tire on a burger.
Yeah, I was looking at like some of the worst pizza toppings. Tuna was one.
Tuna.
Clam was another.
Ew, yeah. No shellfish on my pizza.
I totally agree. Sounds disgusting. What about your sauces? Red sauce? White sauce? Are you into white sauce pizzas?
I could do the white sauce.
Yeah, one of the best.
One of the places in Milwaukee, there's a place in Milwaukee that has pickle pizza. It's
Who?
Really good.
Pickle?
With white sauce.
Come on.
That's good.
That's
no,
going under the one
so
of the worst categories.
No, that's wrong. Even if it tastes good, it's wrong.
Yep. So I like pickle pizza.
It's with white
sauce, cheese, pickled dill, and aioli on top. You need to broaden your horizon.
I had one of my favorite pizzas from Outpost was a chicken artichoke pizza. It was white sauce. It's very good.
Artichoke pizza.
I wouldn't necessarily think artichoke on a pizza, but it was good.
I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah.
Back to basketball. Zora, I said yesterday the Milwaukee Bucks, in order to win a championship, have to have their Grand Slam all playing, and that includes Brooke Lopez, and if he's
basically the entire starting lineup, he said.
Well, there's those four. I don't know who's the fifth starter.
Whoever the two guard is going to be.
Yeah, they can rotate on that.
Grayson Allen, your favorite player.
Yeah. unless Brooke Lopez
Unless
Brooke Lopez comes back to close to 100%, they cannot defend their championship. You want to join that club or not? You disagree? All right.
No.
How are they going to replace him?
I obviously think he makes it easier.
Okay.
He makes it easier, but they don't need him. I think of all the best teams in the league right now. They don't have like a dominant, maybe Phoenix with DeAndre Ayton, but everybody else is not led by a dominant big man that Brooke has.
Well, he's the fourth most important of the four players, but.
Agreed. But
they can do it without Brooke, in your estimation. What about the other three? If one of the other three are missing, could they do it?
I mean, I always have belief in the Bucks, so they could do it under various circumstances.
Without Giannis,
now,
they can do it? Let's get serious here.
Yeah!
No Giannis, can they
come
win
on,
it?
Come on, Zora! Come on, no. Zora! We'll pass it along to Mill.
That's what I thought. I knew you were going to be honest.
Yeah, there we go.
Sooner or later.
Not without Giannis.
Nicely,
okay. Not without Giannis.
Nicely done.
So
nicely done.
What if it's just Giannis and... what if Middleton's missing? No Middleton.
Why are you doing this?
Because this is what we're doing.
What do you mean, why are we doing this? I know, this is what you do.
You don't come here for layups, Zora. We're going to force you outside to shoot the three. Let's go.
And you're being guarded.
Yeah, we're going to put you out deep beyond the line. Let's go. No Middleton. Can they win a series with no Middleton?
Yes.
We're talking about...
Can they be world champion?
Can they be world champion?
They can win a series without Giannis.
He's talking about winning the whole thing.
They can't win it all without Middleton. Nope.
You need the big three.
Yes.
You need the big three.
Okay, yeah, so now we're talking. Now, can you explain what happened to Boogie Cousins? I think he was doing great. I thought maybe he could replace Lopez.
Was it a money decision?
What happened?
Here's the situation.
Oh.
So the organization really did appreciate all he did on the court.
Yeah.
Okay. And who he was off the court. I mean, there was that stretch there where like the whole team was down and out and Boogie Cousins was dropping 20 and 10 and got him through.
That's right.
It's a roster situation, because if you guaranteed DeMarcus, the only way that the Bucks could make adjustments is through trades. But now they have an open roster spot where they can pick up people you know, who aren't in the league or who get waived and all the buyout.
Can they bring? Can they find another way to bring?
Can they get
him
at the veteran minimum?
Yes. Yes, they can bring him back. They just want to explore other options before they lock him in. Does that make sense? So he's still an option. But if you were to guarantee him through the rest of the season, which you had to have done, that would have locked you into your current roster.
Do you believe you Boogie trades. Cousins will be on the team for the playoffs? Yes or no? Zora Stevenson, our star Bucks reporter. She'll remember us when she gets really famous, I hope. And normally yesterday, but today because she was traveling.
Yes, no, maybe. I say maybe. You gave me three options, right? That's what you
have
do.
Whatever
you
options.
Maybe.
No, mine was yes or no. And I want to say yes so badly, but I don't know if I'm being responsible in saying so.
Yeah, you're not. I don't know.
Okay. Right.
I don't know. I want you all to know how much I appreciate you all and how much I love this show. I'm in Park City, Utah right now.
Yeah.
Covering qualifying events for Aerials and Moguls. Okay?
Who?
And I made time for you all. Aerials and Moguls, look it up. It's these
the Winter Olympics,
athletes
yeah.
that do these. Yes, Winter Olympics.
Wow.
So just know how much I appreciate
Park
you.
Park City is a fabulous place.
Wow, so Zora is famous. She's doing the Olympics. Wow.
Yeah.
We didn't say that. I just said I'm at a qualifying event.
Oh, you're at a qualifying. Oh, I thought you were covering it.
So of course
I am
she's
covering it.
Oh, yeah. Then you're doing the Olympics.
She's doing the Olympics. She doesn't want to say she's doing Olympics because she's a classy person. But Park City's one of my favorite places.
Trying to downplay herself right now. Sorry, you're big time. Just accept it. I mean, I'm sorry.
What's the status of snow in Park City?
What's the what?
What's the status of snow in Park City?
It's actually not a ton of snow. A lot of the snow here is man-made.
That's what I was saying. I was wondering.
They're faking the snow. They got plenty. They got those snow machines.
I don't know what's going on where you all are. Like what, -10?
Hey, it's 39 today, Zora. It's warm.
Have you covered anything yet so you can give us any insight into the competitions, or is that to come?
Say that again. I lost you there.
Well, can you give us any update on things? I assume everybody who's in it is under 18.
And they're not, no.
And
there's actually two women that are 25 that have met criteria on
whoa.
The aerial side. Yeah.
As an outstanding athlete, what about it impresses you the most or amazes you about what they do?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so for aerials, they go off this jump and they flip and twist in the air like five stories high.
Yep.
Dozens of feet in the air. It's nuts. And you get one, like, say you get down to the final, one jump decides if you are an Olympian or not, like if you're a medalist or not.
Mm-hmm.
On moguls, there's these like humps. Think of like a humpback mm-hmm. camel
yeah.
in the snow, and they've got to maneuver side to side, and then they've got jumps in between the humps. And it's based on both your speed and your jump and degree of difficulty.
Do you have any interest in doing it after watching it?
No. Oh. I can't.
What,
there's no.
Sorry, were you anywhere near the Brittany Bowie girl who gave up her spot to Aaron Jackson?
No. What discipline is this?
It was a 500 meter.
No, that's speed skating. She's not at speed skating.
Oh, I just thought she was down in there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where it was.
They do the speed skating here in Milwaukee.
That's like saying I'm at the Summer Olympics and you asked me about a swimmer and I'm covering
wrestling.
Well, I don't
know. Hey, I'm not, authority on winter games. We figure you're everywhere. We were going to ask about biathlon to see if anybody have a good shot.
I'm asking about all the games. Come on, Zora. Help me out.
The thing that fascinates me is you had to learn this. I'm assuming you didn't have much area of expertise in this field. Have you been watching video or what? What have you done to train yourself as a professional, as we know you are?
Everything. Watching past Olympics, watching qualifying events. I'm here watching them now. Talking to athletes, previous athletes, current athletes, you know.
Okay. Who is the Giannis?
You can report on anything.
Who is the Giannis?
That's a great question. The Giannis
yeah.
of moguls, at least, is this guy named Mikhail Kingsbury. He's a Canadian.
Mogul.
He's like...
Go ahead.
Look him up. Google him.
I will. He's like crazy good.
He's crazy good. Nobody can beat him.
Do you think he smokes dope on a regular basis?
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
I won't.
Wow, it's terrible.
I just had to make Zora chuckle
a
little bit.
Pineapple on his pizza, though.
Yes, I'll bet he does.
Nah, he puts bacon on it.
True.
Bacon and pineapple.
We will let you get back to your work. You get 5 stars. We will never forget that you thought of us, given all else that you're doing. Most, when they get to that level, do not do what you just did. That's why you're Zora the best.
And I want to report on curling next time. So diversify yourself over there, Zora.
Bye.
Thanks, Zora. Park City is sweet. Jason, are we late?
We are. Hopefully Jason can fit us in. Remember, he always has to get out at 2:30.
That's right. We'll get him out by 2:30. Jason Wilde next.